Hi, and welcome to Jesus Over Everything, a short practical podcast that mixes encouragement, the Bible, how-tos, and fantastic interviews for the listener on the go. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just a few minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be time well spent. So excited about this month on the Joe Devo Show. We are gearing up for the March 24th release of the Jesus Over Everything book. Have you pre-ordered it yet? Go do that right now. And if you're looking for a Bible study, I hope you'll look into this one as well, because man, we have some meaty content for you. We are going to dive in hard into all things the Joe book. As a listener, you especially will love this series because Joe, Jesus Over Everything, is for you. And today's show in particular is for you if your life has gotten complicated and you need some help sorting it out. We are going to talk all about what I call the five deadly overs and why at least one of those five things may well be exactly why your life is more complicated than it has to be. I'm ready if you are. Let's go. So in my new book, Jesus Over Everything, my goal was to help uncomplicate something that feels very hard to a lot of us in our everyday lives. A lot of us want to put Jesus first. We want to say Jesus over everything and mean it and live it. But we don't even know how to start. It seems so big, so daunting. The 10 chapters in the book are going to help you every step of the way with that. You'll be given some really simple and basic ways to put Jesus over everything in your everyday life, the one you are already living. And I start out with chapter 1, which is all about what I call the land of the deadly overs. Imagine with me you have this Jesus over everything land over on one side, and it's the side that is ultimately fulfilling, leads to long-term joy and peace and happiness, and this other land on the other side that is full of temporary fixes that never fix us. In that land, we have some go-to behaviors that we often do, even just out of habit. Sometimes we feel as though they help us, at least in the temporary, but in the end, they never do, and in fact, wind up complicating our lives even more. Here are what I call the five deadly overs on that side, the opposite side of the Jesus over everything land. The five deadly overs of over-apologizing, over-analyzing, over-explaining, over-indulging, and overworking. In the book, I go much deeper in depth into each one in chapter 1. Each of these feels sometimes harmless. They all carry with them some type of temporary payoff, but in the end, they are behaviors we lament and don't want to do anymore because of how they've complicated our lives and relationships and led us down destructive roads in some cases. Certainly, the one thing is for sure, they have not brought us closer to Jesus. The first important step is identifying which of these we actually are. Do we over-apologize? Say, I'm sorry for things we don't need to be sorry for. In moments we feel like we need to say something or feel some type of awkward conversation, or so someone isn't mad at us or we can get them to like us. Do we overanalyze? Toss things around in our head, think about scenarios and replay conversations over and over again, trying to make sense of something or control it, even though it drives us and others around us crazy. Do we overexplain? Explain something when we don't need to, or say something 10 different ways because we don't feel yet understood. Do we overindulge, numb ourselves with some type of go-to, excess behavior we know good and well isn't productive, especially in the long run? Do we overwork? Production is our drug. We miss out on things, run our bodies ragged, all in the name of getting things done. All of these, at the core, are a form of putting ourselves over Jesus, our way, our preferences, our MO. It's so important to know what is overtaking us, if you will, because most of the time, we wouldn't willfully let someone or something boss us around. We don't want to put ourselves over Jesus, but these things are subtle. So calling them out helps us first recognize them, bring them out into the light so we can deal with them and go to a new level of freedom and fulfillment. That's what the Jesus over everything lifestyle, that's what the book and the Bible study is really all about. I want to help you do that. So I've created a free 20-question quiz to help you first identify where you fall. It'll probably take you about 2 to 3 minutes, and it's crucial to see where you're getting hung up so you can take that next step of putting Jesus over that area of your life. If you haven't done that yet, if you haven't taken the quiz, go do that now. It's free, totally free. There's a link in the show notes or on my website, in my social media. You can find it in all those places. Super easy to find. LisaWhittle.com/Joe is the housing for all the things book. You can pre-order there too, because this all goes hand in hand. After you take that quiz, keep your results handy, because we're going to be diving into all the deadly overs the next 5 weeks on the show. Don't miss a single one. Even if you don't deal with that one in particular, I bet you know someone who does, and it probably affects you. See you next week as we dive into over-apologizing, a big one for a lot of us. That's all for today on Jesus Over Everything. I'm Lisa Whittle. He is everything, and may He be over everything we do here. Thanks for listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. Hey, have you taken my free quiz yet to find out which of the 5 deadly overs is overtaking you? Over-apologizing, over-analyzing, over-explaining, over-indulging, and overworking are some of our most notorious go-to behaviors, and they all complicate our lives. So head to lisawhittle.com/quiz and find out where you fall so you can start putting Jesus over all that.